You know, I hear a lot of people talking about sex, and they have all these fancy new names for it.
So we are now in the studio that is not playing my intro. And I don't want to delete all these because there seems to be over 1,000 songs in our setup. So, hey.
Hey.
This is Listening Pleasures. And I hope you're having a good time out there. I have a lovely guest. Ukulele Rocks is with me. Hello. Yeah, that's you.
That's me in the ukulele.
So, yeah, I'm glad that we got together. Listen to a little Jazz Fest. Jazz Fest is, not rained out.
Got to bike there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah. Nice air. Yeah. And really good Sunday blues night.
Agreed.
Yeah. So that was a fun time. And you're doing something this week because Winnipeg's full of outdoor events and fun. So what? It's Multicultural Days.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you're playing a couple sets on Saturday, this Saturday.
Yeah, for Osborne Village Music Fest. I'm going to play at Carlos and Murphy's. And I'm going to play...
No, you need to speak into the microphone.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm going to play
good.
Carlos and Murphy's from 3 to 4 p.m., some songs in Espanol and English, and then at the Blue Donkey Cantina from 5:30 to 6:30. I think it's on Gertrude. I've never been there before. So.
Yeah, that's new.
I think it's newer.
I think, I don't really go down to the village anymore.
Oh, well, you will be on Saturday.
It's possible. Hey, I'll go to the Blue Donkey Cantina on Gertrude.
Yeah. Yeah.
From 5:30 to 6:30.
You got it.
Yeah. So you have a playlist here of some songs, and we were going to talk about the theme of this evening is... relationships.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, the not so good.
The not
the
so,
worse.
Yeah, the worse, the healthy, the not so healthy, the interpersonal, intrapersonal, yeah. All of it. All connected.
Yeah, and the first song you picked here, off the list, Erykah Badu.
Yeah, Child that's with nice. The Blues, yeah.
And that's featuring Terrence Blanchard off of Badusium. No.
Badu-ism, I think.
Badu-ism?
Badu-ism. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be ism. Yeah. Erykah Badu. Such a good artist.
Yeah. She's amazing.
What do you love about her?
I just love her authenticity. I love her wordplay and her, you know, just... her... I didn't get enough sleep. I should have had that nap, like you said. Brain fog. Yes, just her authenticity, her beauty, her she's a feminist, and you know, she's just an incredible person, and her songs, the lyrics are just very clever, and I love it.
So here's Erykah Badu, A Child with the Blues, on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Could have been. you so very bad. Could have never known that when chosen would make you so very sad. Yourself, protect yourself, face yourself. Feel like my life is just existing, and I'm missing someone. It's hard to replace a simple fact. Cause my lover is gone, gone on. Never too young to pay your dues, and if you're walking in my shoes, you're a child with the blues.
Child with the Blues, featuring Terrence Blanchard. Erica Badu. Baduism.
You got it.
Yeah. And I'm here with Ukulele Rocks. We're going to hear some live ukulele right away. So you do a lot of covers. And how do you pick which covers you want to do? Just like something that you could play easily, something that...
Usually they're a song that I grew up with or have meaning for me, so it's a lot easier to put the feels into it.
Is it easy to translate everything to ukulele?
Well, for me, it's being creative with it, so I'm not trying to cover it to sound exactly like the artist or exactly like every note. I'm doing it to fit my voice and how I can play it, and if it sounds enough like the song, that's great. But again, it's like a whole feel for me.
Yeah.
So it can be. But if the tabs are easier and I can change a few chords here and there, I'm going to do that.
So we're going to adjust some microphones and going to hear some Fleetwood Mac, Landslide. And that's with Ukulele Rocks live at CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Lovely. Thank you. Yeah. So we met at open mic, and was it your first open mic in Winnipeg?
Yes, ever. Yes.
Oh, how about that? So yeah, open mic at the Cube. It starts on Monday.
Yeah.
So and it was 4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So anyone that would like to come down and share a tune or two, we have sign up at 6:30, and then we start at 7 and go till 10. We'll try to fit everyone on the list if it's a busy list. So hopefully it's really busy down there, because we like a full list and meeting new people and having some songs on the summer air.
It's a great open mic. That's why, I went to check it out. I heard you can do poetry, you can do all sorts of things. I like to write poems. And so I thought, I'll take my ukulele. We'll see how it goes. And I saw how inclusive it was, and it is, and anyone can go up. And so I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And here I am.
Yeah. We do have an audience, so you can just sit in the audience. But then maybe build your courage and come back the next week and bring an instrument or a poem. And, yeah, we'll fit you in there. Mm-hmm. So that's Purple Room Presents Open Mic at the Cube. And it's most Mondays, aside from when Fringe is, because they have the stage. But I think we might be doing a Fringe open mic. So if you are a Fringe performer, you could get up there and plug your spot. And if you are doing dancing or poems or a monologue or a song within your performance, that's the time to get it out there and get people to your show. But we aren't doing it on August long weekend. No August long weekend, but yeah, all the Mondays. Roxy will be there sometimes.
I will sometimes, for sure. I'm on holidays. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. What else can we talk about? So Landslide, we're going on this theme of relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does this mean, in that sort of progression?
It's just always been a song that, I mean, the first time I heard it was through the Dixie Chicks, or I guess, are they called the Chicks now?
The Chicks.
And then I heard Fleetwood Mac's version, and I just really love the words, and I guess they just resonated with me about getting older and just realizing I have to kind of grow up, and often feeling, you know, like that child with the blues, or, you know, just always climbing up a mountain and sliding down. And my friend Sherry and I had this game, kind of, I guess, quotation game of our songs when we die. We have to, like, what are we going to play at our funeral? And so we have to remember each other's songs. Yeah. And I said, Landslide, you have to play Landslide. And she's like, okay, I'll try and remember. But I don't know if she remembers. But I don't know. And I might change it. Might be something else. I don't know. But it's a good crying song for me. And I like it. And it also helps me feel better, too. You know?
Yeah. Nice. No, I could see that. Yeah. This next song, didn't you learn this for something special?
I did. My friend asked me to learn it, and I wasn't sure, and I looked up the tabs quickly, and I thought, yeah, you know what, I think I can do this. And I listened to the song over and over and over and over again. I had a week to learn it, and she introduced me to this awesome song about overcoming hardship and being stuck in a relationship, and you don't want to repeat the same patterns. And it was for International Women's Day. And it's called, what is it called?
Labor.
Labor, yeah. By Paris Paloma. Again, I love the wordplay, and the lyrics are so clever.
Yeah. So we're going to hear a little bit more ukulele here. Ukulele Rocks here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
One, two, three. Why are you hanging on? So tied to the rope that I'm hanging from off this island. This was an escape plan, carefully timed it. So let me go and dive into the waves below. Who tends to the archers? Who fixes up the gables? The emotional torture from the head of your high table. Fetches the water from the rocky mountain spring and walk back down again to feel your words and their sharp sting. And I'm getting fucking tired. The capillaries in my eyes are bursting. If our love died, would that be the worst thing? For somebody I thought was my savior, you sure make me do a whole lot of labor. The callous skin on my hands is cracking. If our love ends, would that be a bad thing? And the silence haunts our bedchamber, you make me do too much labor. With your fork, I know you're a smart man and weaponized a false and complex.
competence, it's dominance under guise. If we had a daughter, I'd watch and could not save her. The emotional torture from the head of your high table. She'd do what you taught her, she'd meet the same cruel fate. So now I've gotta run so I can undo this mistake. At least I've gotta try. The capillaries in my eyes are bursting. If our love died, would that be the worst thing? For somebody I thought was my savior, you sure make me do a whole lot of labor. The callous skin on my hands is cracking. If our love ends, would that be a bad thing? And the silence haunts our bedchamber, you make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, and a virgin, nurse, and a servant, just an appendage, live to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do too much labor. All day, every day, therapist, mother, maid, nymph, and a virgin, nurse, and a servant, just an appendage, live to attend him so that he never lifts a finger. 24/7 baby machine, so he can live out his picket fence dreams. It's not an act of love if you make her, you make me do too much labor. Too much labor.
Cool song.
Yeah, it's intense, but yeah, it's a good message. Yeah, yeah, get out if you can, and yeah.
Yeah. No, that's some good advice. Yeah. Yeah. Well, life's too short to stay somewhere that you're not appreciated.
Exactly, or taken advantage of, or manipulated. Yeah. Yeah. Just get out.
Because it's hard. Yeah. At first, but it gets easier.
And it's hard to recognize it. Like, I'm lucky I haven't been in a relationship this intense, or, you know, emotionally abusive or abusive overall, domestic violence. It can go both ways. I know it can happen to men as well. But it's just something we don't talk a lot about, and I understand that because it's icky, you know, even like I'm talking about our death songs, you know, sometimes that can be morbid, but it's necessary to talk about it. And when people write songs about these things and all the feels, it's so important and powerful because it can give words and kind of that light bulb to those that didn't really understand, oh, this is my situation.
Yeah, polite conversation that usually, you know, you don't want to bring somebody's day down by saying, like, oh, yeah, I'm in this bad situation. And yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, like, how you doing today? It's like, oh, you know what? I'm having another baby. And, like, you know, my husband treats me like crap. But, you know, it's like, oh, I was just being polite, you know.
Yeah. We have another recorded song here. Some Lauryn Hill, X Factor.
Oh, one of my favorites. She's one of my most favorite artists. Loved her from the Fugees. That's when I first heard her. Of course, Killing Me Softly was a big hit. She just has an incredible, incredible voice. Saw her in Sister Act 2.
Yeah.
And this song is so touching. And it fits to the theme of this, of it's hard to get out, you know? Like, love is a weird thing. And it's a very big emotion and big feelings. And I think a lot of people can relate to this song. And I love the title, X Factor.
And here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Make it hard. Love.
curiosity. See, no one loves you more than me, and no one ever will.
Yeah.
Is this just a silly game that forces you to act this way? Forces you to scream my name. Then pretend that you can't stay.
Better sound in here than at her concert. Kept on saying, will no one fix Lauryn Hill's monitor? Like, she just kept on pointing at it. I'm like, oh my God.
You went to the concert?
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. But I think the sound wasn't good for the room. Like, I don't know if it was too many instruments. And I mean, there's never too many instruments, just like not a balanced sound. And it was very sad that I couldn't hear Lauryn Hill.
Oh, no.
And she couldn't hear herself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. One day maybe I'll hear it on a better sound system.
You got to see her live, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like, nice.
She wore this hat out.
She what?
She wore this hat out. Yeah. Like, if she was walking through doorways, there would have had to be in a little dip. Like, it was...
Cool.
It was impressive. Yeah.
I love me a good hat.
Yes. So now, it is time for CKW's event guide from concert and club listings to community announcements. We help keep you in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. We have got Ukulele Rocks here, and there will be some performances for Multiculturalism Days.
Yeah.
And that's all through the Osborne Village?
Yes. Yes. Different venues, different times. I'm during the day, so which is awesome because then I can enjoy the evening events.
Yeah. Oh. So it's sort of like Canada Day, except not on Canada Day. So that's nice.
Well, June 27th is National or International Multicultural Day or Canada or something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate that. And so Saturday, 3 to 4, Carlos and Murphy's.
Mm-hmm.
And 5:30 to 6:30, Blue Donkey Canteen. That is both places in the village. Blue Donkey Cantina is at on Gertrude, apparently.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Check it out. Then you are also, this summer, going to be volunteering at Bring Your Love. And Bring Your Love is at the Leduwitch Farm. It is a lovely event. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be running August 13th to 17th this year. They've got a lot of drum and bass, a lot of bass house, like really, really great music.
They do. It's a good community. It'll be my second year going, first year volunteering. I'm really excited to help out and
there might
meet
still
people.
Be volunteer positions out there like that you can might be able to sign up for.
I think till June 30th.
Yeah.
You can sign
so
up.
Yeah. Search up bringyourlove .ca and you can get tickets there and you can get day tickets. I think that might
be
a plan
for the day. Yeah.
For this year. Catch some really great music. And if you want to camp, you can do that too. Check out the details. There's one more thing, because that's a vegan farm, and they, do accept donations for the animals, and you can do that, when you purchase a ticket. And while we're talking about, herbivores, Herbivore Haven, a thoughtfully curated 100% vegan market, 980 Winnakwa Road at the Winnakwa Community Center. No cost for admission. That is on August 29th from 10 to 3. So you have a long time to think about that. But most of the other events in this book are expired.
You have 2 months to think about that one, yeah.
And those are just a few events that are listed in the guide. If you do want to add your event to the guide, please drop by CKUW. Email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca, which is a good idea because we can just print it off and put it in this book. You can call also 204-786-9782. We are in the satellite studio now. We're getting some renovations done, not to improve the studio, but to make sure that the plumbing doesn't leak on us. So I think that's an improvement to the studio, really. So we'll be back there probably in about a month. But until then, like, I'm not sure what the hours will be here. But yeah, just email us. And that's a surefire way that we will get that message and get it out to the people, because there are a lot of things going on in summer. And, you know, having a plug on the radio isn't a bad idea. And it's now time for my Tragically Hip segment, Songs the Tragically Hip Never Play in Concert. Well, hardly ever. And, it's Man Machine Poem time. Its 10-year anniversary was June 17th. So yeah, this is the last album, a beautiful album. Yeah, I'm gonna play Ocean next, and here it is on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Song. So yeah, 10 years ago, Man Machine Poem. We are at 11:40 in the evening, and Ukulele Rocks has picked up the ukulele.
Yeah.
So let's see, what did we? Oh yeah, Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I've heard you do this one.
This was actually my first one at open mic.
Was it?
Yeah. I forgot this was on the list. And
oh, okay.
This one is one of my favorites because it's called My Future. And again, Billie Eilish, another great artist with awesome wordplay and lyrics and just so strange, her look, everything about her, and I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, what a, just a unique person, and
great songwriter.
Yeah.
Here's Ukulele Rocks on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I can't seem to focus. You don't seem to notice I'm not here. I'm just a mirror. You check your complexion to find your reflections all alone. I had to go. Can't you hear me? I'm not coming home. Do you understand? I've changed my plans. 'Cause I'm in love with my future. Can't wait to meet her. And I'm in love, but not with anybody else. Just wanna get to know myself. I know supposedly I'm lonely now. No, I'm supposed to be unhappy without someone. But aren't I someone? I'd like to be your answer, 'cause you're so handsome. But I know better than to drive you home, 'cause you'd invite me in and I'd be yours again. But I'm in love with my future, and you don't know her. And I'm in love, but not with anybody. See you in a couple years.
Uh-huh. I thought it was a new one. I'm like, my future. But I don't know any titles of any songs.
It's okay.
It's
future. It's a very healing one. It was a good one. I had just... separated from my marriage. It was the pandemic. I was just learning the ukulele, which was a really big part of my healing. And I never thought I'd pick it up and then be on the radio station.
Yeah. No, you're always like with Kirk Davies and Amateur Hour.
Yes,
I hear
Kent.
You on there. Kent, yeah.
Yes,
sorry.
My friend Kent, mi amigo, Señor Davies. He saw me play on my socials and invited me to Amateur Hour, and the rest is history. I'm so thankful.
Yeah. No, oh, that's wonderful. Big supporter of CKUW. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Well, local radio and just supporting local artists. It's our city, community. University of Winnipeg, I'm an alumni, of course, yeah.
Yeah. There's so many musicians. Too many musicians. Is there
too many
musicians?
No such thing. Are they all good is the question. Doesn't matter. Just like people say can't dance, as long as you're dancing, it's...
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Playing music's playing music.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to play another song right now? You have three of the ones that you're going to play in a row here.
Okay, yeah, I have two more to go, don't I?
Yeah.
So this one is called Mientras Me Curo del Cora, which is in Spanish, and it translates to While I Heal My Heart, or Corazón is heart, but Cora is just short for it, another wordplay by the artist Carol G. And it's just talking about self-care and self-love, and that it's okay not to be okay, and the next day it's a new day, and... mañana será más bonito, which means tomorrow will be better and a different vibe, and everything's going to be okay.
So Ukulele Rocks on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Dame tiempo, que no estoy en mi mejor momento, pero yo mejoro de a poquito, sí. Hoy estoy down, pero yo sé que mañana será más bonito, diferente, otra vibra, otro ambiente. Hoy estoy en menos 20, pero me recargo de mis sentimientos, me curo del corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que hay sol. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Estoy viva, más nada necesito, mientras me curo del corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que hay sol. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Y mañana será más bonito. Salud, porque tengo a mis padres bien y a mis hermanitas también. Hoy no estoy al 100, pero pronto se me quita. Con cervecita y buena musiquita, los panes de visita, se me van los males. Aunque estar mal es normal, todo se vale. Que no me falte la salud, ni pa' mí ni pa' mi crew. Y que no falte Obi los instrumentales, ya con eso tengo. A veces ya no sé pa' dónde voy, pero no me olvido dónde vengo. Yo sé lo que soy y lo que seré, por eso que la fe me tengo. No necesito más, solo amor, dame tiempo. Yo me sano con tu compañía. Esa paz que me das, en otro no lo encuentro, no. Por eso yo quiero de tus besos para que me curen el corazón. No es algo pa'l mar pa' aprovechar que soy. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Estoy viva, más nada necesito, mientras me curo del corazón. Hoy salgo pa'l mar a aprovechar que soy. Está bien no sentirse bien, es normal, no es delito. Y mañana será más bonito.
So I hear it's an anniversary today of coming to Canada.
Oh, yesterday my sister said happy 38 years in Canada. So I am now 36 years old.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Add a few, give or take, yeah.
So do you want to tell a story when you came over? Or?
Yeah, well, my family, I mean, I had no choice. I was a little girl. I started school here in Canada, and so my first language is Espanol. And I guess growing up in Canada, it's sometimes can be hard to keep your language, and since we've been here for 38 years, singing in Spanish and listening to music in Spanish and reading in Spanish has been a way that I've maintained my language and my heritage. So I'm really thankful for that, but it's been an effort. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to hear another language. I don't know what the words mean, but I mean, I don't know. A voice is an instrument, so it doesn't really matter if I can't understand all the words. It's just like the feeling behind it, and you can feel it either way.
Okay, that's great, because yeah. I feel this song, like some of it, it's just about being in the movement. Like, for example, mientras me curo del corazón, and in the meantime, while I heal my heart, I'm hoy salgo pa'l mar aprovechar el sol, or que hay sol, and so she's like, well, you know, while I'm healing, I'm going to go outside and to the beach and take advantage of the sun, and you know, it's okay not to feel okay, it's normal, and I'm alive, and that's all I need. And you know, that's
a good message.
Yeah, it is.
And if you've just joined us, I'm sitting here with Ukulele Rocks. You can see her live Saturday 3 to 4 at Carlos and Murphy's, and 5:30 to 6:30 at the Blue Donkey Cantina on Gertrude. Multicultural Days this weekend in the Village. It's going to be a good one. All over is just a venue. So anywhere you go, there'll be music. There'll be patios and merriment. So yeah, check that out. And we want to make sure that we get your song in here. So you wrote a song.
I did. Yeah. I've taken some guitar lessons, and then, you know, I decided, hey, I'm going to play some of the songs I know on the ukulele on the guitar, and then I wrote this poem. This was a poem first, and decided to put some chords to it, but I'm going to play it on the ukulele this time.
And this is Shifted by Roxy on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
There's an invisible shift when letting go. That looming cloud has lifted. You can't see it, but it's there. A shift in the silence, a shift in the despair. That presence, those anxious thoughts, they are slowly uplifted. You found yourself again, for in that cloud you had drifted. Foggy, insecure, vulnerable and upset. You got out and now you've shifted out of the smog, free from regret. There's an invisible shift when letting go. Only you can decide when you're ready. It may take a few tries. Keep on keeping on and rock steady. Keep on keeping on and rock steady, rock steady.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, like go out to Multicultural Days this weekend. And also keep tuned to CKAW next because Alan Campbell just arrived.
Woo, Alan Campbell. Yay.
Yeah, trying out the new satellite studio here at CKAW U of W in Winnipeg. Yeah, so Alan has Night Danger Radio coming up, 3 hours of an eclectic mix of music up next. And you can listen to this again on podcasts. You can listen to all your favorite shows on podcasts. You don't have to listen to it right away either, but it gets uploaded in about
10 away, minutes. Please. Right away.
Okay. And like if you can find how to download it, you could download it. Listen to it forever. But sign up for podcasts and then, then you'll never miss a show. And it'll just alert you, hey, you got a podcast to listen to. And that's a really great feature.
Well, I'd love a follow on Instagram if you find me.
Yeah, okay. So how can people find you?
At Ukuladi Rocks. It's UKALADYROX.
Yeah, yes. And that's on Instagram.
That's right. And YouTube.
And YouTube?
Yeah.
So do you have a YouTube channel?
I do.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Okay. So is it the same handle or?
It's the same handle, yeah. You should have longer videos on YouTube or some shorts, some of my circus stuff that I've been practicing.
Yes, that's right. So you are doing a clowning camp.
I am. I've been invited to do some clowning for some kiddos at Camp Manitou over the summer. So I'm excited for that. Yeah.
And I know you've been walking on stilts. Mm-hmm. You've been
hula hoop, ukulele.
Finding your inner clown.
Yes.
And yeah, I love the photos. Yeah.
I love to be silly. Yeah.
Yeah. And how did you find that in yourself? Like Circus Club is a thing. You can sign up, mm-hmm. get a membership, and then all winter you get to practice indoors in the
October to May.
Yeah. And then, then you can share your skills with the community in summer.
Just a place to be, very inclusive, all sorts of different talents. And, it's really fun. I've always had, I don't know if it's inner clown, but I've always been silly and I love to play. And that's what circus is. It's play. But adults.
Yeah.
And kids can do it too. But it's, sometimes we forget how to play as grown-ups.
What's your favorite part of clowning?
I love the makeup and the outfits and the performance. You're a character.
Yeah.
And I'm silly and I'm ridiculous and I'm kind of cute but dumb. I like to play on that. It's fun.
Nice. If you see, you do showcases too. So,
we have our fundraiser showcase in March every year. Yeah.
Yeah. So be on the lookout. I think it sells out every year too.
It does.
Yeah. because, yeah, they've been practicing hard all winter. You might as well go see them. thank you so much for being on the show and for testing out the satellite studio with me. Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me. Muchas gracias. Like, oh, I love it. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. I love having you on the show. Yay. And seeing you. And, yeah, go check out 3 to 4 Carlos Murphy's, 5:30 to 6:30 Blue Donkey Cantina for some live ukulele rocks on Saturday.
Yes.
And we're gonna end here with Sade.
Yes. No yes. Ordinary Love. Amazing.
No Ordinary Love. And we'll bring you into Wednesday. Thank you for listening, everyone, and good night.
Buenas noches.
Good morning.
Buenos días.